Good morning, Marco. Good morning, Tlaloc. And good welcome morning to our upgraded Beautify studio.
Wow, yes, it's fantastic. Beautiful. Wow.
The sound is better.
That's sound is better.
Definitely.
It also, the no armchair and sofa. Wow, fantastic.
Yes. We are here today because the fifth edition of our Rovellian Film Festival is coming up.
Yes.
And this year it's going to be in December.
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
Well, yeah, we decided to change the dates from September, that was the usual time for the festival, to December because, well, first because we want to be close to the celebration of the 50th anniversary. And in fact, we have the first event of the 50th anniversary celebration. And also because we decide to catch as much as possible of the Eurovillians movie that some Eurovillians are preparing for this event, for the 50th anniversary. So
you had a feeling that they were not ready to submit the films yet?
No, because some movies are ready only now and that are done specifically for the anniversary, so we decide to keep as much as possible open the door to have all that.
And input, how much did you receive?
This year it's
thousands.
3,000. They applied to participate to the festival. So there was a couple of year of huge work to select them, to pick up only what is really part of the human unity. I'm not talking about Eurovillian movies. The Eurovillian movies, we don't select anything. We accept anything, whatever is coming. And but mostly these 3,000 were coming from all over the world for the human unity.
To do the selection for the human unity, that's a huge work, yeah?
Absolutely, huge hours and hours, 2 years of work. In reality, we start immediately from at the end of the last festival, 2 years ago.
Which was 2015 September.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, the end of the September towards October.
Yeah.
And the categories, as usual?
Yes, they're the same categories. There's Eurovillians have three. By Eurovillians, about Auroville, and students, and then films that promote human unity.
Okay, as you were saying, like 3,000 came in. So how does it look? I mean, we're almost there, no? It starts.
Yeah. It starts the 16th. So we are almost there. And also another change that this year is that we have 1 week of programs. So, because of the quantity of movies, of course, but also because we were expecting that. So, there are 100 and more or less 110 hours of movies, and that will be from the 16th to the 23rd. 23rd, there will be our ceremony, and then we screen the winners of the festival. Yes.
The screening location, it would be all.
No, also there we change something because we need more venue, and we find the places, and we were allowed to use these spaces that are usually not used, like the archives, the new archives. So they are just almost
new
completed,
not really ready,
and luckily it's not really ready for the groups to come in. So we can use a couple of these spaces for screening and for some art installation.
Okay. So, but that venue is gonna be a substitute for the outside screening?
No, not at all. So we're going to have the usual one. Cinema Paradiso, of course, outdoor screening in front of the entrance of the town hall, Sire, the room of Sire, yes, upstairs, and then the new venue is Citadine, just in front of the conference room of Sire on the other side where there is
outside.
Not Citadin, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Archive.
Archives, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so 1, 2, 3.
Four.
Four inside and one outside.
Three inside, one outside.
So simultaneously would be four movies running, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, from 9 o'clock to 9 o'clock?
No. We avoid the mornings because we have seen that in the morning, of course, everybody is working, so it's not really a good time. Mm-hmm. So we start the programs at 4 o'clock, and we end the programs 6:30. Then there is a gap between 6:30 and 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We start again 8 o'clock till 10:30, sometime even a little bit more. Because mm-hmm. there are few
I believe you prepare some other things in between, yeah?
There are many music, things. But then the only day that we run the full day is Sunday. Mm-hmm. The Sunday between, that is the 17th, I think, yes. The 17th we start at 9:30. And we go on until 12:30, and then from 4:30, and then 2:30 till 6:30, and then so we try to use as much as possible the space.
So Sunday will be full day of festival.
Sunday will be full day. The gap is only for food. There are few programs as usual during our festival, so the food, and then art installations and music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this year, we have someone who's coordinating the bands and entertainment. Mm-hmm. And so far we have six nights filled. There's still two nights to be filled. But also this year we're having the first international food festival that's running concurrently with the film festival. And so it's going to be either country-based or type of cuisine. For instance, mm-hmm. the first night is going to be African, mm-hmm. and the second night is vegan. The third night is North Indian. The last night is South Indian. And there's East Asian and European so far.
So you're still missing three, right?
You're
still missing two.
Two.
Yeah. That will be dinners probably, right? Because
yes.
Because the screening is in the afternoon.
So and then it's sort of at-cost dinners. Mm-hmm. So
you're looking for more, two more?
Yeah, yes. We were discussing with several options, but we cannot say down that. Mm. Okay, let's see. So definitely something will come. No problem.
But we do need two more evenings of that.
So a group of people to come forward with either style of food or country-based or region-based.
Yes.
Cool. And music will be going on every night?
Yes. Well, so far we have six of the eight nights. So looking for two nights of entertainment.
I mean two nights. The one is the last night. This one is probably already set up, no? With awards and whatever that you probably have already
said.
But we still need two evenings. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as far as I know, you also need more volunteers for the other stuff, right?
Absolutely. We need a lot of volunteers.
What do you need? Whom do you need?
So for the actual setting up of the festival, we need a number of volunteers to actually transform the. We basically are using the town hall, Cinema Paradiso area, and so we're gonna, just like the last one, we had the benches and tables, so that's being constructed, and
Shamianas,
the
tents.
As a stage, as usual, probably, right?
It's actually moved to the side of the Cinema Paradiso.
Yeah.
In that new covered entrance?
Not in front of that, just beside.
But that's a good idea, actually.
What?
We couldn't put a a stage because we couldn't.
No, no, we already decided everything. Oh, yes, don't change anything. But good idea. Oh, please.
Good idea.
Okay, so the main stage is not going to be on La Plaza in front of Le Morgan as usual, but it's going to be on the other side.
No, there will be the opening and the closing ceremonies, always in the plaza, as usual.
But the rest
then,
of the night.
The Shamiana, we decide to put it, the tents, we decide to put it on the side of
between
the cinema,
the,
between Sire and, between, sorry, the foundation or building and town MMC auditorium. And behind, when there is this little cafe, behind we will serve the food. And by the table and the music will be on the
so
side.
So actually it's closed from three sides?
Yes, okay. Yes.
So
also
more,
because
more
last time there were some problem between the sound and the cinema. And so, you know, we decided to separate a little bit more that space.
Okay, sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So the music is, you still need volunteers. Now I'm really curious, the judges are already here?
Yeah, well,
some of them,
yes, and some
who are,
no.
Who are the judges?
The
no, we can't talk about that. Oh, we can talk about not the Eurovillian judges. You can talk about the other judges.
I know we have outside judges because it's a special treat for them to... You can share, no? No?
Yeah, we have... So, anyway, we have... couple of judges coming from India, and unfortunately we don't have time with us.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And
she can cut that, so don't worry.
Okay, number one. I thought you, because you usually have the list already of all these people.
No, but everything is in the net, so in our website, and then we send the communication to News and Notes. Something new is that, well, also last year was like 2 years ago, we don't want to print anything, I mean, as less as possible, so we don't put our programs in the News and Not. Will be on the internet, on the
website,
and on the News and Notes that is in internet, that is in the net.
And
so if you want the schedule, research,
you can print it out.
You
can
download
it.
You should open your page and download it.
You can download it.
But it's actually going to be, copies of it are going to be at the media center.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so they can just run off copies there.
And of course, in front of each venue, there will be the daily screening. So, yeah, all that is as usual.
Now, since we are in Orville and everybody is getting so passionate about making movies and so forth, and I know that input of our children, students, and also the rest of Orvillians is quite big. How many movies came in?
The exact quantity I don't know, but there is more than 1 hour and something of children movie. And we decide to create groups during the program. So all the children movie done by the Eurovillian children are in Cinema Paradiso at 4 o'clock the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So between 4 and 5:15 maybe there are all the children movie. And after that, we screen all the movies for children that are in the human unity category. So the children can stay until 7 o'clock and watching movies for them. And then there is the vote, as usual, for the Mumbra.
Mumbra? Oh, yeah,
no,
that's a reward. Yeah, but it's
public vote. Then we create some other groups, like we have a long list of short Eurovillians movie, and also that we dedicate one part of the day only for that. So then it's easy, you know, to decide to go to see something special. But everything will be in the program. And... yeah, basically these are the, and then the kino. Well, the good
the
new.
Well, the kino was going on the whole year, yeah. You were
yeah,
active.
But
in that.
Is another edition of the kino. I mean,
the special we have for two. The
no, we have festival. two kind of kino. The kino monthly kino, what mm-hmm. is called monthly kino, that what we were doing the last year till now, and that you have to prepare a movie for a video for during the month. But this during the festival, here we have kino cabaret. Mm-hmm. Kino cabaret is something different. Kino cabaret, we already did that in September,
back, yeah.
October, yeah, September. No, just to September. So we do this kino cabaret, 50 hours of work all together, day and night. And after that, we screen the movie of kino cabaret. And the kino cabaret screening will be at 7 o'clock Sunday outdoor screening.
Mm-hmm. So kino cabaret means, I remember we were talking, as you said, 50 hours. So those yeah. who still want to participate, they can come forward and they yeah. will have 50 hours to create and to
or to participate
and edit.
Yes, and yes, put it exactly. On. And at the end of this 50 hour, we're going to screen mm-hmm. immediately the movies, the videos. Yeah.
Okay, so for that you still need... people with ideas, video makers,
absolutely,
actors.
Yes, yes. We ask them to send an email to be sure that we know how many people will participate.
Mm-hmm.
And the kino cabaret will start the day before the festival, the day mm-hmm. before that 15 will start in Citadine at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So so the people who would like Citadine. To participate, please come in Citadine 4 o'clock the on day, some, the 15th, yeah. that is Friday afternoon.
Okay, you were participating in that one 2 months back, yeah?
Yes.
What was the response of the community and guests and volunteers? How many
was,
groups were
I think there was
made?
About 14 films that were made?
No, I think 11 or 12 movie or 11 movies was done.
Mm-hmm.
So then 11, 12 teams, let's say, that were working together. And but it was a great success. It's the first time that we are doing something like that. And
that's
so it's a big number
for
the first time, absolutely, yeah. Yes. And they were also great, the quality. Some of them were really amazing, yeah.
Cool. Is there any given topic for that one?
Well, more than a topic, like last time, we decide that there are three elements that has to be in all the video.
So one was the horn, the flute, and one was a fan, and the third was
a line. Yeah, usually we have a line.
Oh, yeah.
Then we have an object. So a pro,
mm-hmm.
and then we have a sound. And all that are chosen during the first day of kino cabaret.
Oh, so the people will decide to choose on the 15th.
On the 15th, there will be a kind of, everybody can write whatever they like to have on these three mm-hmm. things. And okay. then we choose three of them, and all these three has to be the same for everybody in each video.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else new this year?
Well,
the Skype interviews.
Oh yeah, sure, of
yeah.
course. We have a lot of we have 8, I think, no?
8 Skype interviews.
Eight interview, and 4 are with Skype, and 4 are the directors that are present. So
uh-huh.
during some in the afternoon, because depends on the timing that we can get the Skype connection with them, and some in the afternoon, so usually around 6:30, and some in the evening, so 10:30. So in some, 4 of them will be present to discuss with the public. And
those are the directors of movies
of Human Unity. Yes, and
okay.
4 will be only through Skype.
And that would be in SAR conference room?
There would be directly during the in Cinema Paradiso, because it's the only place that we have that possibilities to have the internet connection. And
So the audience can ask questions?
Of course, yeah, yeah. The audience will be part of the discussion with the on Skype or with the presence of the director.
It's right after the movie ends.
Yeah.
Then they go to Skype.
Okay. Yeah, at the end of the movie, we enter in Skype, or the director will be there in present to discuss.
Do we know already who is coming?
Yes.
We have already, yes, we have the names of them. So, live discussion, we have Jamila J. Brown, director of Go Fish. That will be Sunday at 6:30. Then live discussion with Eugénie Dumont, director of Heritage Fight. That also on Sunday at 10:30 p.m. In Cinema Paradiso. And then we going to have live discussion with Risha Ushing, director of Nicobar A Long Way, Monday 18th at 10:30. Then always in Cinema Paradiso, live discussion with Gali, a producer of Stony Path, Thursday 21st at 10:30 p.m. And then there are the Skype discussion with Pascal Gelinas, director of A Bridge Between Two Worlds, at Saturday the 16th at 10:30 p.m. Then another Skype Tuesday 19th with Matty Port, director of An Enquiry into a New Story of Humanity, Change the Story, Change the World. Again, but these are 6:30 p.m. Another Skype discussion with Olivier Dickinson, director of Where the Hills Are Greener, Wednesday, the 20th at 6:21 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the last Skype discussion is with Amiya Patnaikam, well, I'm sorry about my spelling, director of Tulasi Appa, Thursday, 6:30 p.m.
Okay, cool. Sounds really exciting. And again,
yeah, a lot of things.
Really international spirit of festival,
yeah,
movie festival, yeah, and yeah, everything else.
Yeah, the festival is growing and the participation is growing. More and more directors are interested to come or to participate.
That's good.
Less and less ask us to pay, and so because we cannot pay any screening.
Anybody has to pay to be paid?
A lot of producers mostly, they ask you to pay for screening the movie. So that is a really big work that our team made during these 2 years, to bargaining constantly with this producer
to
get movie free. And, you know, mostly of them, well, it's understandable. Most of the producer who produce movie and then send this movie in festivals, this is the only place where they can get something in reality, because most of them are not released in the usual commercial circuits. And so they ask between a few hundred dollars to $500, and sometimes even more, $500 or euro, to screen one time, you know. So that we have to, our team work hardly for that.
Okay, now if we reflect back, you know, that is the fifth edition, yeah? It started in 2009.
Mm.
What is your feeling? Because you were with the festival from the beginning. Correct?
Yes, we were.
How did it evolve? The growth is obvious.
Yes.
It's actually bigger every year. It's more famous every year, yeah? Especially, I know it does have a huge echo in India.
Yeah.
But how do you perceive it?
We perceive it, at least for me, it's great to have this festival as a community festival. I feel that this spirit is really something that for Auroville is almost unique, because, you know, we sit together, we eat together, listen to music, listen. It's not only the cinema, of course, the main is the cinema, but it's really to participate together to something, you know, and all together in the same place and running from one place to another. So it's so fun. It's really fun. We enjoy it a lot.
It's something quietly, I think you have, something is bubbling in your head.
I see that it continues to evolve, because this year it was the International Food Festival was initiated. The carbon neutral was initiated.
Uh-huh.
So that was where we actually got a crowdfunding website, and so people who donated, we planted trees so that the trees would continue.
The trees would be planted with the money which was collected here in Orleans.
Yeah. So
yes.
The trees would be planted, and then they would go on bringing CO2 into the.
Anyhow, the trees will be beneficial for us to breed, and to all the microbes and everything for the ecosphere.
That's
and everything.
Part of it, but for global warming, so the trees sequester CO2, and so they bring it into the soil. So that's going on for the life of the trees. So that's why we hope that this is a new initiative that will continue to grow as more people will donate and have more trees planted.
You mean beside the Orleans Field Festival?
Or yeah, just this in is this aspect? Part of it. We want to be carbon neutral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we ask the people who donate. I mean, the people who donate, they have the numbers of trees that will be planted. So more you donate,
more trees will be planted.
Will be planted.
So that's another, it's actually, it makes sense. Anything else? If I look back, I remember the first one in 2009, and then the boom of everybody started making movies, no?
Yeah.
What about this? Yeah. You don't see this impact on everybody? And as you said, it's a community event. It's like actually can match with famous YC Christmas fair, no? It's even more than that.
Yeah.
Somehow I feel that it's really put impact on the whole community.
We open a door. Of course we open a door, and we go on to have children participating to our workshop. Now our programs are in the schools as a regular program. So now, you know, this is a big change, of course. I have to say that the Eurovignettes, usually they wait the last moment to present their movies, and sometimes they even want to force us to get the movie after we close. So, you know, it's very difficult to work.
Eurovignettes are particular.
Yeah, we know that. And the children, we have a good number, but I have to say that I was expecting more.
Somehow it went to a session,
Yes.
Yeah, I also noticed that somehow, because when you talk with each other, you see somehow went in the recession towards the last festival or the festival before.
Yes.
But I remember 2009, and then 2011 it was like
an
explosion, no?
Less. I don't know it because... I don't know. I don't know the reason. Still, I don't understand. Now I'm very curious to see the movies that the Eurovignettes presented. Maybe because they have other places to present their movies, you know, YouTube or whatever. I don't know.
I think that is we are jumping from the mass production, we jump into quality.
Yes.
You are smiling. You have any other, you have some other ideas? Okay. So let's say thank you to both of you to come to the studio this morning, and for surely we're gonna record as usual the opening and the closing ceremony, and maybe some chosen Skype interviews. That is to have to decide.
So remember that you can print your the programs directly from the net. And
if you are friendly to the paper and the trees, you don't need to print it.
But you can get it also in the font, seems not this year. We can get it.
We can get it at the Media Center.
The Media Center. Yeah. And we try to to print as less as possible for that reason.
That's understandable.
Anyway, thank you for your interview. I hope that the people will come. And
you know how it is. It's actually really a community event, and it really feels good, no?
Even
if you don't watch movies, there's good food, different food, there's music all the time, there's gossiping corners all the time, so...
And then we're going to have also some discussion table about movies.
Okay, that's...
No way.
Okay, thank you.
Contigo te vas a... I got lost in the city. Ain't no one there but me. Oh.